What was Moshe's great sin? The sin that derailed his chance to come to Israel, to enter the land he coveted, to lead the people, possibly to usher in utopia. What was the great sin? The Torah intentionally conceals, leads Rishonim on a bit of a hunt, trying to determine. Rashi famously talks about the difference between hitting the rock and speaking to the rock. It's hard to discern the difference. It's hard to cast that as a rebellion or a betrayal of Hashem, the harsh words, Ma'altim bi, Marisim bi. Api Kabbalah, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of all the mutiny and because of all the screaming and shouting. So that is important to let the screaming and the shouting be background noise. I was driving, I think, Erev Shabbos, I think it was, with a family, yet to a family gathering, and there was a tractor in front of me. In Eretz Yisrael, most of our roadways are one lane. And the tractor was going very, very, very slow. But it was in an area in which there were no split lines. There was a solid double line, and it was illegal to pass. And I'm assuming if it was illegal, it was also dangerous. So I refused to pass until it was appropriate. I ended up making a right turn, and then I was able to proceed. And evidently, as my wife was telling me, there was a lineup of cars behind me, very, very loudly braying their horns at me to pass him. And a lot of tension around me. It didn't really get to me. I just kept driving as carefully as I could. So you kind of let sometimes the noise and the tension and just try to keep your inner calm. Not always so easy. Don't always succeed, but it's really important to blot it out. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't blot it out. The Ramban talks about Moshe Rabbeinu presenting as if he and Aaron were delivering water. It wasn't he and Aaron, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the well-known position of the Rambam, in sync with the Rambam's famous position that all human character traits should be moderated to the middle, to the median, shouldn't be too happy, you shouldn't be too morbid, you shouldn't spend all your money, you shouldn't be too frugal, you shouldn't be too talkative, you shouldn't be too silent. Everything balanced, everything in the middle. Human character traits should be balanced. Torah should be passionate and extreme. Tefillah should be fervent and arduous. And mitzvah performance should be comprehensive and relentless, but character traits should be calibrated, balanced. People today use the word balance associated with lukewarm, lethargic, tepid Judaism. It isn't. It is the balance, the ability to combine balance and passion, deep-seated conviction with discretion and judgment. So one of the traits that you shouldn't be balanced about is anger, because it's so dangerous, because it's a momentary lunacy. So you should be very extreme in trying to both manage your anger and trying to prevent your anger from flaring to begin with. Moshe gets angry according to the Rambam, and for this he is punished. But it wasn't just the anger, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a role model, but also because the Jewish people were scratching their heads. Moshe Rabbeinu is angry. Moshe, who had overcome so many challenges and it perfected his character, was angry. It must be, they reasoned, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. And according to the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't angry. They wanted water. Moshe was instructed to gather them and to deliver water. So Moshe portrayed Hashem as angry. The great sin of human theological confusion. Of course, Moshe is just a very subtle example at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, but for so many centuries, humanity assumed and continues to assume that God is angry. Hashem is not angry. Hashem is merciful. Hashem is compassionate. Hashem is Avinu Avarachaman. Hashem is Rachum Bechadon Erech Apayim Brev Chasid. And it took humanity so long to understand that. And Avram was the first person to speak of a kind God who didn't like to expel people from Gan Eden, or didn't like to flood people and flood the world, didn't like to scatter them, but human moral failure and breakdown elicited these consequences. Throughout so many periods in history, people had a dark view of God. Angry gods, vengeful gods, grotesque gods. And Jews have always maintained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was compassionate. One of the great interventions of Hasidus was that I think in the 18th century, after so much blackness and darkness and suffering, Jews felt, not that God was angry, but maybe God was distant, Hashem was distant, we're being punished for our sins. And Hasidus reaffirmed the intimacy, the kindness, the love, the Shir HaShirim. I think one of the great challenges of modernity has been to live in a period after the Holocaust and to remind people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care. And I think that's why Hasidus is so popular, and I think the state of Israel is so important. We're now living through a pandemic. People are suffering. Don't for a moment believe that Hashem is happy. Don't for a moment believe that Hashem is angry. Don't for a moment believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is any less compassionate and caring. Don't commit the sin. Again, we're at a much different level, but don't commit the sin of Mei Meriva.